From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast.
Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We hope you are enjoying your month of December. Hope that, as we discussed on last week's program with Dale Jenkins, we hope that you are making some memories with your family and enjoying this time of year. And while there are a lot of things going on, we hope that you are finding time to make some memories and enjoy time together. 2015 is amazingly nearing its end, which means we are getting close for 2016. And on this week's program of A Legacy of Faith, it's just going to be me, no guests this week. And I'm going to tell you about something that I have done before, but have taken 2015 off of and am sort of beginning again in 2016. If you have been a reader of our blog or have listened to the podcast for quite some time, you may know what I'm talking about, may know a little bit about what I'm going to be speaking about today, but taking a year off and looking at revamping some things, and I wanted to take one podcast and focus on this because it might be something that you want to start or that you want to devise a different way of doing for where you live or some people that you are around and want to be involved with and encourage each other. But a few years ago, I had the idea of beginning what was then called a men's young men's mentoring group. And some of you who, again, have read our blog for a long time might be familiar with that. In fact, in the show notes for this week's episode, I'm going to link back to a couple of articles that have been published on our website that have dealt with this. The show notes for this episode can be found at fawnfamily.com/pod44. That's the number 44. And very quickly, let me say, you may notice that's a little different from the way that we usually do our show notes. We are changing these from just strictly numbers because we have had a little bit of a technical issue with doing that. Sometimes the program we use to set up our blog will not allow us just to do the number. It ends up being like a number and then -2 or something. But by adding that little word, we can make the show notes accessible just at that one address without changing anything. So again, the show notes can be found at fawnfamily.com/pod44. Again, the number 44, pod 44. But a couple of years ago, I began a program when we lived in Nashville called a men's mentoring program, young men's mentoring program. And the idea was that it was for, obviously, men, but men who were younger than I was at the time. And we simply read a book each month dealing with leadership, with men's issues, things like marriage, parenting, leadership, and on it went, biographies from time to time. But it was a very intensive program. The men signed a contract to be involved in it. They agreed to attend all the meetings, read all the books, and do several other things as well. And it went very well. I enjoyed it. It was very intensive, but very good. Always kept it small because we wanted there to be involvement in the group, but also because we wanted there to be sort of one-on-one time or one-on-one access, if you want to think of it that way. And if there's 40 people involved, that's hard to pull off. The first year that I was involved in this, I believe we had four involved, not including myself, so five including myself. And the second year we had five plus me, so six total. And just always was very encouraged by these men, by watching them grow over the course of the year in the reading of these books and in the discussions that we had and them being involved with one another and encouraging one another and helping one another. It was a great thing. And we used to invite these young men over to our house for each of the meetings. My family would serve them supper, and then Leah and the kids would go upstairs or maybe go somewhere else for an hour or so, and we would meet and have our discussion. And one of the rules of the group was simply whatever is said in the group stays in the group. Some very, very intensive things were talked about. Some very personal things were talked about. Being men, we read books at times that dealt with things like lust or temptation. And so you can imagine sometimes some very difficult discussions occurred, but always encouraging discussions. They were very spiritual in nature, but very practical, very open, and it was very helpful. All that said, I took 2015 off from doing this simply because we had just moved. We moved at the end of 2014, and it was one of those things that I wanted to do again, but did not want to just jump right back into it in a new location. And so I took 2015 off and wasn't really all that sure that I would start it back up. I had plans to, or kind of wanted to, but didn't really sit down and figure out a strategic way to implement it beginning in 2016 or 2017 or whatever. But a few months ago, kind of, I guess you could say that the itch began again, and we decided to begin a similar program, though not exactly the same. And that's what I want to talk to you about on this week's program, just for a few moments. As I said, this will be a much shorter program this week, with it just being me on the program and just giving some basic information. But we are beginning that program again for men who live here in Haleyville, where I live now, young men, and already have a handful who have agreed to be a part of it. But we are going to make it a little less intensive, but still a very serious thing. And one of the differences is this: the books that we're going to be reading have not been pre-selected. If you read the blog posts that I will link to in the show notes for this episode, you'll notice in them that there were a list of books already selected for the entire year, so the men could purchase all of them at one time if they wanted, but also just so they would know what to expect throughout the year. I guess you could say what we're beginning here is a little bit more along the lines of a book club than a mentoring program. But we're trying not to call it a book club, because that just sort of implies very laid back, you know, kind of show up if you want to. We want the young men to be involved. They will agree to 1 year. They will agree to attend most of the meetings, and the specifics for that are still being decided at this time, and also a couple of other things. We are encouraging them to attend, for example, Polishing the Pulpit, but the weekend version, the Spiritual Renewal Weekend, held in August in Sevierville, Tennessee, as a way to encourage them in spiritual training, and also to just simply to be around other Christians, Christian leaders in that way. So there's still an intensive side to it. It's not just not quite as intensive. But what we have done this year is that I have selected the book for January. The minister that I'm privileged to work with here at Ninth Avenue, Tyler Hallman, has already selected the book for February. And then the men who are in the program are going to select books for the other months, in just simply in rotation. For example, if there are a total of six people involved in the group, myself included, each of us will pick two books throughout the year in simple rotation all the way through. But we have set down the guidelines of the types of books. We haven't given them a list of books to select from per se, but we have said the books need to be leadership-based. They need to be about men's issues such as marriage, parenting, finances. They can be books that deal with just Christian living. They can also be biographies or autobiographies of leaders that they admire. And so while that's a wide-ranging thing, we did want to at least set down some type of parameters to be involved in that. But we thought it might help the young men want to be more involved if they had sort of the say of, hey, here is something that I haven't read before that I've wanted to, and it might be encouraging to me to have others reading it with me. Or here is something I have read before that has helped me grow and mature as a man, as a leader, as a Christian man, and I thought this would be helpful for the group as well. So that's kind of the major change that we are making in this particular system that we're putting together, and I'm excited about it. I kind of miss doing it, and it's a great thing just to sit around, and it's also a great thing to know that when I'm reading this particular book about men's leadership or whatever it happens to be, that some other Christian men are reading it as well, and they are growing as well, and I can't wait to be involved in the meetings and to see their perspective and to see what stood out to them from the reading and how it has touched their lives and how that can help me as a husband, a father, a Christian, a preacher, a leader, whatever hat I'm wearing at that particular time to help me. I'll let you know that the book that we are reading for January, the one that I have selected, and this will give you some idea of variance of what we are reading, is a book called Stepping Up by Dennis Rainey. It's a book that if you read the show notes, you will see that it has been used before in my mentoring program, but it's one that I always enjoy reading and recommending to men because of how serious it is. And the book that's been chosen for February by another member of the group is a John Maxwell book. I believe the title of it is It's All Business Ethics, simply dealing with ethics, obviously, but how we cannot separate our Christian life, our faith, from anything that we do. So that's just an idea of sort of the variance of things that we are reading. I hope that you will take a moment to go to the show notes, to read the blog articles that are connected with this particular program. Again, they're found at fondfamily.com/pod44, P-O-D-44, and maybe they will encourage you and help you. And you may not want to do something exactly like this, but I think that a lot of people, whatever groups it happens to be, would be encouraged by sitting around together, by knowing that others are reading the same things, by getting their perspective, and by being involved in each other's lives in this way and being encouraged in this way. So I hope this has encouraged you somewhat. And as I said, I want to keep this brief this week. So just wanted to tell you about that, let you know what we're planning for 2016 with some folks here in Haleyville, and maybe give you an idea of something to do either next year or in years to come or months to come. Maybe you don't want to do it for an entire year, but maybe just do it during the school year or just during the summer or something along those lines, and it might help you in that way. That is the main content of our program this week. But I wanted to take just a moment here at the end to pass along a couple of other things, just news items or pieces of information. The first is something that has happened this week. I am recording this the week it is being released. Sometimes I record these much more ahead of time, but this time that just did not happen, frankly. Many of you who listen to our program are familiar with Start to Finish. Michael Whitworth runs that particular website and book publishing company. In fact, that company is the one who published my last book, Hymns of the Heart, which deals with Psalms. But Michael and his wife, Sarah, recently lost their 2-year-old son. And just very unexpectedly, very early in the morning, very tragically. And we are passing this along to you in case you have not heard that information so that you can be praying for that family. They are good Christian people. Michael is a friend of mine, and I've been privileged to be on his podcast a couple of times. And as I said, they published my book about Psalms, but even if they had never published a book of mine, Michael and I are still friends. And this has affected me and many of you as well, I know. But just in case you hadn't heard that information, we wanted to pass that along to you. There's all kinds of things going around Facebook right now about them and people praying for them and encouraging them, but want you praying for them as well. So I wanted to pass that along to you as well. Finally, much less serious note, but just informationally, we want to let you know that next week's program on A Legacy of Faith will be the last one for 2015. We will take a couple of weeks off around the holidays and then rejoin you again in early January. So there'll be one more program, and then we'll take a couple of weeks off and rejoin you in January. So we will be with you, excuse me, again next week, but then have a couple of weeks off, and we'll tell you more about that next week on the program. We thank you for joining us this week. We hope this has encouraged you and given you some things to consider and think about that you might want to do with some people that you love or are around and want to be encouraged by. And we hope that you will take this information and that it will encourage you to help others and to grow yourself in these various ways. Until next week, just remember your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.